Hey guys, this is Corey, the engineer and producer for the Taste Masters podcast. Before we get into this episode, I want to take a minute to let you know that Fuse Audio Recording is looking for new clients. If you currently have or want to start a podcast, we can help you make it sound professional and polished. We can also help you with your other recording needs, such as audiobooks, music, etc. With music specifically, we offer recording and editing services, mixing, and mastering. Whether large or small, we would love to help you with your next project. You can find us on Instagram at Fuse_audio. Enjoy the episode, and until the next recording, my friends.
Listening to the Taste Masters, where we sit down and learn from artists within the world of craft beer, liquor, and various fermentation techniques. One, two, better not sue. Bienvenidos a la Taste Masters. Oh, should I go?
Bienvenidos.
Telemundo style?
Yeah.
Hola, Telemundo.
No, but we have a super cool episode today. I am sitting with the three ladies of the Brown Gradient Beer Wenches. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. It's very nice to be here.
Is that your podcast voice for you?
That's her soothing
That's
voice.
That's my soothing voice.
Calm noises.
There's one, I was watching some TV show or movie, and they talked about the phone voice.
Yeah, it changes.
Derek has a phone voice, and I look at him and I make fun of him.
Holly
has a phone. I have a phone voice. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it until someone called me out on the phone voice. So I'm wondering if I have like a podcast voice. Sensual seduction, you know?
Yes.
I don't know. A Midnight with David.
A Midnight with David. Yo, that's a different podcast.
Yeah.
You only drink stouts past midnight.
So I want to introduce you, ladies. So I'm going to start with Steph. Steph, I want to know who you are. Tell me your name, where you're about, what's going on, and how you got into the BG wenches.
So I'm Steph. I'm from Utah. I'm the only one, actually, that's from... Are you... From
That's a
Utah,
bold-faced right lie.
Damn, girl, why are you lying, though?
I've never lived anywhere but Utah. I've always been here. But I originally am from Ogden.
Okay.
And then I got a job at Red Rock. At some point, I was hanging out at Saltfire once in a while, buying cupcakes from Diaz, and I decided that we needed to be friends right away. So I was like, I like this girl. We should be friends.
Hell yeah.
So that happened. And then... At some point, she said, hey, you want to be part of the Brown Gradient? And I went, sure, that sounds great. So that's the simplest.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's Cliff Notes. Boom.
There you go.
Cliff Notes, I like that.
I want to know, how did you get into Red Rock? And what do you do for Red Rock?
I worked in medical forever and ever and ever. And that ended. And I didn't know what to do with myself. And Red Rock was hiring. So I convinced Kevin Davis to give me a job, even though I'd never worked in beer before. So I was like, I help patients. That's the same as selling beer, right?
That's what us like bartenders do, right? Help patients.
Right, exactly.
Pretty much.
You just make people feel better about what's happening. Yeah. So he was like, okay, yeah, if you want the job, you can have it. He was cool about it. I work in the beer store. I help with the social media. And if there's events, I help pour beer.
Hell yeah.
So I just do, you know, random stuff, hang out at the brewery all day.
You enjoying it?
I love it.
Yeah. What makes Red Rock so special?
It's the people. Honestly, yeah. I love the brewers. I really like working at the brewery. I'm sure the pub is fun too. No offense to any of the pub workers, but I like working with the guys at the brewery. They're fun, and it's fun working with a room full of boys because that's just what I relate to, I think. So
you come from a big family of boys?
I have four brothers.
Wow.
I also have three sisters, but...
Damn, you are from Utah.
I am from Utah. But yeah, boys, they're just fun. So it's great working with the guys. Erica Palmer is freaking amazing.
I love her silver hair.
She's my soulmate.
I would pretty much do anything for that woman.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they are what makes Red Rocks.
Erica should
so
start
great.
A list of things for you to do for her. Then. She's listening. I know
she knows. Erica knows that. Yeah, I would
she's
do
awesome.
Just
Holly and
anything.
I love her to death. She's the best.
How could you not? Like, yeah. She's a rock star. So.
If someone doesn't like Erica, then we're not friends. Go away. I'm not listening to you ever again.
For real.
That's just like if your dog starts barking at someone immediately when they walk in your house, you need to go.
Yeah.
It's like, time to leave.
My dog
if my
like
golden
you.
Retriever doesn't like you, there's something there you go. Going on.
Yeah. Foff.
Bye.
So, Steph, what kind of brown are you then?
I am half Samoan.
Okay.
So.
Have you ever been back to the island?
I have, but not since I was little.
Yeah.
So.
Any family traditions you guys continue to go on?
Being all up in each other's business, does that count?
That's definitely a brown trait.
Yeah, that is a brown trait.
They're very affectionate people. I have to say I am a personal space person. Okay. But when it comes to my extended family, they are very kissy, huggy, lovey, and I love that.
That's awesome.
When
that's
I'm
really
with
cool.
them the rest of the time.
Hell yeah.
Give me my space.
Don't touch me.
I like that. Well, thanks, Steph. So now, Ree, I gotta go to you. Ree,
oh,
girl, what's hey, good?
What's up?
How
what's
you doing?
Poppin'?
That fly
since
ass sweater.
Since you haven't lived in Utah ever.
No. This is actually my first day in Utah ever. It's my first couple hours. I'm sorry, say that again. Can you repeat
Miss
the question?
Shiree, where are you from and why?
Oh.
Use your soothing voice.
I'm gonna use my soothing voice. I hope this message reaches those that need it. So I am from Magna, Utah, born and raised.
Wow.
Wow.
What is out there?
Where is Magna?
Is that where salt air is? Out there, salt air?
Not magma.
magma.
So this is lately known as the place where the earthquakes happened during COVID, if anyone's confused.
Yeah.
Magna is about 30 minutes west of Salt Lake City. Like downtown Salt Lake, it's like right before you hit the highway to go to Tooele and you know, everything else out there.
Like the salt flats.
The abyss. Yeah, like the salt flats. So I grew up in Magna. I've lived in a couple other places. I moved to Florida and I stayed in Colorado for a little while and I stayed in Arizona for a little while as well.
Cool.
So nothing extensive. 3 years in Florida was the longest time I was gone.
What part of Florida?
I was in Miami for 8 months, and then I lived in Tampa and St. Pete for like two and a half years.
I almost went Fresh Prince awesome. On you and started singing that song.
What? Just kidding. So that was pretty cool. I wasn't really into beer or anything when I was in Florida. I was still, I'd been in the service industry. I've been in there since I was like 19. So going on 10 years now. Almost 11, dirty 30s coming up. And then I got into beer when I moved back home to Utah. I started working at Shades initially and then moved over to Toasted Barrel. And I was there for, I want to say almost 2 years and then over to Bewilder. And now your girl's a free agent. Hey.
Dang. Y'all want to hire a
I'm
BG
on the
girl?
Market. What's up?
I got some places for you. Let's go.
You got what?
I got some places for you.
Dope.
If you want to stay in the beer world.
I mean, all my friends are in the beer industry. I love the beer industry. I think that Salt Lake has so much to offer as far as craft beer goes. And we're like super underrated. There's new places popping up all the time. And I don't know. I wish there was a way that I could get like everybody's stuff out there like all at once instead of like feeling like I have to rep like one brewery at a time, but I don't know.
Should we make jackets that have patches with every brewery?
And then Girl Scouts?
Or you could be Girl a Scout taste master and just come and interview all the brewers.
Ooh,
with me.
I like that.
I'd be down. Yeah.
But wait, you work at Slackwater too, and they have a pretty dope beer list.
Yeah, Slackwater
you still have Slackwater?
And Sandy. Yep, still cool. Slackwater and Sandy. Love it. Going on a little over 2 years there now. My buddy Jameson is the GM there. And so he convinced me to go there and it was the best decision ever. We have like over 200 beers, really great pizza. And we rep like all of the local places.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't
sure.
even think of that. Thank you, Diaz. But yeah, if you're looking for like a one-stop shop to kind of try a little bit of everything and then, you know, decide which brewery you want to actually pop into, you can go to Slackwater.
Slackwater.
It's a good time.
I like that. And, what brown are you?
Well, given what that it's Black crayon? History Month, this really means a lot to me right now. I'm just African-American, so black and white.
Hell no, yes. Yeah.
French Creole and Scottish, a little bit of English in there.
A little Scottish in there, huh?
Yep.
That's cool.
I'm a Scot.
Hell yeah.
That's not the right accent. That was, forget that ever happened. Just, that, I'm not fine. Good with accents.
I'm good at editing, so.
He can edit, but don't, like,
so,
leave it in there.
You,
yeah,
just leave it. You just came back from Ireland. I have to ask about this. How the hell was Ireland?
Ireland was freaking dope. Yay. I loved every second of it. I wasn't aware, though, that, like, the beer scene and the beer industry is not really that big out there. I was so excited to, let's be honest, just get shitty for, like, 9 days. But, no, there, other than Guinness, there's not really a lot going on
really?
In the beer industry. Yeah, there's not, like,
I mean,
craft
more,
beer is not really a
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, they're more whiskey heavy mm-hmm. in Ireland, Scotland, England is gin. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of good whiskeys, a lot of good gins out there, too. I had a really cool one that I wanted to bring back. It's a milk gin called Bertha's Revenge. And there was, I called around to like 5 different places. And there's one that had it, but it was like 40 minutes away. And we didn't have our rental car at the time. And we were like, had to be like back to the airport the next day. And I was like, crap. So if anybody's out there and they have Bertha's Revenge, hit me up because I
fact,
need it.
That sounds
I'm
like
going,
a bad night at Taco Bell or something.
Bertha's
Revenge.
That's
what I thought.
Like,
this
I'm like, terrible.
That yeah.
What a
like
shitty name.
I'll be in Ireland cool. soon, so maybe I'll look for
there
it.
You better, girl. I'll pay you for it. But yeah, no, everybody was like amazing. The people are awesome. I recommend if anybody hasn't left the country yet, like I hadn't, like first trip out of the country, that was by far like the best place I could have gone to, honestly.
Oh, hell yeah.
But yeah, it was a good time.
Welcome, welcome back, by the
Thanks.
Way.
Thanks,
hey.
Homie. Hey.
All right, Jeez. Diaz, bring it to you now.
Oh, no.
Who are you?
No one needs to know
who I am. What kind of brown are you? Let's go.
I am the Mexicana of the group. Okay. Thank you so much. I hail from Northern California. The best part. No, I'm kidding. The whole state is awesome. But yeah, born and raised in San Jose, California. Then I moved to Vegas. And then I moved to Austin, Texas. Back to Vegas. And now I'm here.
Hey.
Gets around.
Hey.
I do.
We're so glad
should we play that
here.
Song?
And currently, what where are you working at?
I currently work at Bewilder Brewing downtown. I love it there. Cody and Ross are dope as fuck. And I get paid every time I say that. So I'm probably going to say like 10 times on the podcast. But I get paid handsomely with beer. So we're good. But I really like it there. We have a dope spot. We're just, it's a night. We're getting annihilated, like so busy all the time now. And they fucking deserve it.
Good.
I've been there since August of 2020. So like during the pandemic, I was at Saltfire before that and Shades for a hot minute when I first moved here. But yeah, no, I love it there. The beer's solid.
Yeah,
Cody,
I've never had a bad beer.
Yeah,
there.
Cody
Not
and
once.
Steven are just, their brainchild is awesome. Like everything there. Well, not
Brain
everything.
Baby.
I'm not a hophead, so whenever their IPAs or anything comes out, I'm like, eh. And they're like, no, it's a great IPA. I'm like, I believe you.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, sure, yeah.
But I don't.
I'll sell it for you, but I'm not going to drink it for you.
Yeah, I did enjoy their the sour IPA that they did, the Mosa.
The Mosa.
IPA.
Oh, it was good.
So good.
Yeah, it was freaking so
just,
good.
I mean, yeah, breakfast beer, right? People still do that?
All beer is breakfast beer,
every
right?
beer is breakfast
Steph.
Beer.
Black
except for midnight
matter.
Stouts.
So, ladies, welcome, by the way. Like, you guys are all here. And what, like, Diaz, we talked about doing this probably, what, 2 years ago? Year and a half ago?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but then trying to get everyone at the same time is, like, ridiculously
all
impossible.
All of our schedules so are so crazy.
Busy ladies.
Yeah. How do you ladies get together? Like, how is that a thing?
So we have a text thread, and we check in on each other, like, I don't know, like every other day, yeah. right? Like, someone will send something funny.
It's like a funny
or
meme or whatever.
We love memes. Send us all of the memes.
Queens.
Tag us in all the memes, please. But yeah, we check in on each other every once in a while. I mean, the most of all of us that are together at one time is usually 3 of us.
Yeah.
Because someone's always either working a double or out of town.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? We're just all so busy. But when we do get together, we just, it's like we never stopped hanging out. It's, we just jump right back in. We remember the jokes from the last time we were hanging out, and we just keep laughing
I
about
I don't remember
that.
Any jokes.
We're you remember all of the
funny,
jokes.
Funny, none of us laugh. At
none of us are hilarious.
Okay, Steph, the one that laughs the most.
The loudest. I thought I was a cackling witch. You're like.
I'm the biggest cackler.
Yes. But I love your laugh so much. Quick, laugh.
Laugh for us.
That was me.
Not gonna happen. No way. Mm. So, ladies, let's open up a beer.
Yeah.
You guys
have
brought plethora
we
now of
so
beers.
Many.
So we, yeah, I think we each brought like our favorite local beer and then a beer we wanted to feature that we like anyway.
I'm not responsible for anything that happens 30 minutes from now.
I didn't, I don't have a favorite local beer. So I just grabbed the one that was furthest from where we are now that I had in my fridge.
I just grabbed the oldest one so we could just get rid of it.
Should we rock, paper, scissors?
You know what? I've never had a rock, paper, scissors on the podcast. So I say we rock, paper, scissors.
For who goes first?
Who goes first?
Okay.
Wait, so you guys go, it has to be like a bracket, right?
Can you do a three-way?
No. Oh, then how you gonna...
But everybody likes the three-way.
Okay, you guys go. Oh, my God. Okay. Next on Taste Masters,
on this
find
episode.
Out. Okay, go. Ready?
Too much. Okay.
Okay, ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Wait, what is that?
Who shoots? It's rock, paper, scissors.
I just kidding. Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, my God. All right.
Steph, oh,
okay,
my.
We're gonna try again. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Wow. They both went paper. Oh, Steph wins. Okay, so now it's me and Steph.
No, I'm a loser.
So it's rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay. Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. You win. So you get to pick.
Oh, I get to pick.
Yeah, you're the winner.
You are the wiener.
Game I've ever seen in my life.
I am a little. I'm a little wiener.
I had beads and sweat.
Well, I love sours, so I feel like.
Ooh, we're going with Almanac.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Steph, like, or who? Next. Did you bring this one to Diaz? Mm-hmm. So tell us about this one then.
So Almanac Brewing is in Oakland, California. It's about a 40-minute drive from San Jose, where I'm from. And they're pumping out beautiful sours. They do barrel-aged stouts. Their tap room is gorgeous. You walk in, they just built a huge patio out there. And if you want to just soak up the California sun and drink a delicious sour, you head to Almanac. Nice. But this is a barrel-aged cherry sour nova. So it's a sour ale aged in oak barrels with cherries and vanilla. And this is from January of 2021. So I had gone on a huge 10-day road trip. We took the dogs to the coast. Yep. Mm-hmm. We visited a lot of different breweries. I spent a really irresponsible amount of money at Almanac.
No such
because
thing.
I only thank you so much for supporting my beer habits. Mm-hmm.
You're in good company.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes, ma'am.
But yay. I only go to Almanac once a year. So every time I'm there, I stock up and then I get to enjoy it for, you know, months later. So this has been with me for over a year now. And, let's crack this biatch open.
Let's do it. So, Diaz, yeah, so while you're doing that, Steph, I got a question for you.
Okay.
So in your personal life, what do you typically do for fun?
Besides steal souls from children to stay young.
I do suck the youth out of people to stay young. Because I'm 900
years old.
Haven't
you seen Hocus Pocus?
Yeah. I have a couple of genetic clones that run my life. That live in my house. So there's a lot of
rent free
that happening. And then all my hobbies are super nerdy.
Go for it. I want to hear them.
I cross stitch swear words.
I love that.
Because my mom taught me to cross stitch Bible verses when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
But that's not really my personality anymore.
She's not metal. On like Etsy.
My husband actually gets really bugged because he's like, why aren't you selling these?
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
I would buy one for sure.
Well, because
if we can pick the phrase.
My worry is always that once I turn my hobby into a money making something or other, that I won't love it anymore.
This is true.
Yeah. So I just continue to cross stitch swear words and give them to people.
I will
give you both a cross stitch soon.
Hey. Hell yeah, pimp. That's what I want mine to say.
So yeah, super nerdy hobbies.
That's okay.
I could say, I do all the cool things like ride my longboard and go snowboarding, but that doesn't happen very often, so.
No. Well, I guess nobody wants to know that I'm a longboarder now. Thank you, Steph.
Oh, no,
that's what I'm going to say for my answer.
I wish
it
were something
it.
I did brutal. More often. That's what I'm saying, because it is cool, but
fucking brutal. No.
Yeah.
All right, stick your nose in his glasses.
Cheers.
Champai.
Slancha.
Oh, my God. It
smells so good.
Oh, wow.
Bro. All I'm getting is vanilla for sure.
I get cherry, like cherry pie. If cherry pie was a drink.
Mm. Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah, right? David's eyes just like, what's the, in the cartoons when the, it goes,
ooga. Yeah. Yep, I thought the same sound.
It's like, that's
ooga.
Yeah,
that's the lovely. Wood character in that.
And this is AC. Why I spend a very Mommy irresponsible amount of money at Almanac.
Yeah.
And then bring back. I have like 10 more Almanac beers in my fridge. Not this one specifically, but.
But it's gentle on the vanilla. It's not like overpowering.
Totally.
Like,
yeah.
Face
yeah.
Vanilla.
And the cherries aren't like super tart. Like it doesn't hurt.
Is this barely?
It doesn't sting the jowls.
There's no clenching of the jaw.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes with beers, especially sours, when they're barrel aged, they tend to get that like vinegary
flavor and mm-hmm. taste. Like, it happens pretty easy. Because that's, what is that? Because it's oxidized or something? What's, explain why that happens.
For David? What?
When you get vinegar you get in a barrel aged sour.
Flavor in beer. I can't
the
think.
Flavor, the off- vinegar? I mean, yeah. We can look it up. I don't know off the top of my head. Shit.
I was going to say, I don't know off the top of my head either. I know it has to do say. With, like,
we
not-
should do half of this in Spanish and Espanol.
Everyone knows Spanish. It's just here, you. Huh?
Like, not. I know.
Put the translation.
I can,
like,
understand some things, but yeah, I do not.
It's
speak.
Like, if you don't put the bungs in, you know, like, some people will just put, like, tinfoil over it or, like, saran wrap over the barrels when they're aging.
I have a fun bung story.
You have to use a bung. I know I was, it's a weird word. I'm sorry.
No, I was at Saltfire and they had just filled some barrels with sour. And mind you, I don't know the brewing process itself, right? Like, I've not done it. I've never filled a barrel and then had to watch what it does. The bung kept jumping out, like, legitimate jump
out. Oh, my God,
like,
your bung jumped out?
Yeah, it did. but I freaked out, right? Because I'm like, yo, this thing is overflowing. Like, there's beer in the tap room. This is during COVID, so there were no people in the tap room at Saltfire.
You had no help.
I had no one. Poor Mike D. I called him, like, three times, freaking out. I'm like, bro, this thing keeps popping out. What do you want me to do? And he was just like, just spray it down with isopropyl, put it back in. But it just kept doing it. And he's just like, doesn't matter. Just put towels on the floor. He's like, I'll take care of it tomorrow. And I was just like legitimately freaking out because it was weird. I didn't know what was happening.
Huh.
I was worried for the beer.
Under pressure.
It's all right, though. I mean, the bungs are there to let oxygen or the CO2 come out. Mm-hmm. So you don't want oxygen going in, but CO2 can come out.
Yeah.
And it lets it do that. Acetic acid is what turns.
Thank you.
Can put vinegar okay, into
you.
Beer.
I was like,
don't want that.
Brain fart.
Bad, bad, bad.
It's bad.
Like
it's
pickly beer. That's not an actual pickle beer. Yeah, I don't want
from
that.
Ketos.
From ketos. I love ketos. Dude.
Prairie. Prairie makes a pickle beer called Pickle Monster.
They did.
It's a spicy dill pickle beer. Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yep. No. I don't fancy it because I don't fancy pickles.
I like pickles
but,
though, but I don't like it in liquid form.
I was
you
pretty
don't
popular.
Drink that pickle
no.
juice.
Mm-mm. A lot of people liked it.
It's good for my muscles. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Build strong bones.
I'm just going to keep drinking this beer.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Reed, question for you.
Yes, dear.
So, you've been in the back scenes of the brewing industry for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
What's something you've learned from a brewer that you're like, fuck, that was great to know?
So, this is my actual favorite story. So, when I worked at Toasted Barrel, good old Cody, one of the owners of Bewilder, came in. He's good friends with Sage and Lynn, who are the owners of Toasted Barrel. And I was behind the bar and I was working and it was around the time that Bewilder was trying to open up. They were struggling because COVID was kind of, you know, not making things easy for them at all. And some licensing issues. And they were like, hey, you know, like, we're homies. Like, I love you guys. I trust you guys. Would it be cool if we collaborate on a beer? And they were chatting. And I was just doing my thing, talking to customers and whatnot. And they were talking about dry hopping. And I was like, I'd never really heard that before. And I didn't really quite understand what it was or how it worked. And Cody didn't even know me. He just met me 5 minutes ago. And he literally sat down and grabbed a piece of paper and a pen and, like, drew out, not like elaborate, but, like, he drew out this, like, a scale of the brewing process a little bit. And when you add the hops during dry hopping, and, like, what it does to, like, the flavors and the aromas and how it makes it a little more smooth and not so blunt and heavy as far as, as far as IPAs go. And I don't know. It's just, like, something that always sticks in my brain when people are like, what does this mean? Because, you know, you get customers, they're looking at it, and they're like, double dry hopped. And then you see them look at you, and there's the awkward pause before you're like, do you know what that means? And they're like, no, can you please explain it? but it's just a cool kind of a little memory in
that's awesome.
Like mile marker for me to look back on.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's really cool. Cause then you'll never forget that.
Yeah. And it was really cool of him. Like, it's just a complete stranger just sat down and showed me exactly what it is and how it works. And I was like,
shout out Cody for being a good guy.
Yeah.
Hell of a guy. Let's not talk him up too much, but hell of a guy. Yeah. Cody's always helped us out when we had troubles or he's always answered questions. I remember one time I had just finished making my Twinkie beer and I was trying to make, I have another idea that's kind of funky as well. And I asked him some questions about it, and he calls me. He goes,
no.
Where'd we go wrong with you? Like, what's going on? so he's all about, you know, you can add adjuncts to beers and make them kind of fun. But he's like, let's make the beer away and make it taste like ABC. Because the Twinkie beer was fun. It was a great, fun time. I threw actual Twinkies in it. But,
nice.
You know, I can try to make that beer again without actually putting Twinkies in it. which I think takes the fun out of it, but I can do that.
I was going to say, it sounds more fun to just like,
did you like launch the Tweakies in? Like,
I mean, you just put them, so we cut them out, took the cream out, which there's more cream in a Twinkie than there is in a Ho-Ho, by the way.
Wait, how did you de-cream a Twinkie?
Like, so I sliced them in half and spooned them. Spooned them out.
I made you.
Sorry, I'm laughing too loud.
It was a genuine question.
I'm so sorry. I can't. I
spooned.
You said that in a straight face. There's
a lot of spooning happening.
A lot of spooning happening that day.
Big spoon, little spoon.
Derek and I were spooning that day.
That's a freaking out. Freak.
So I can't. Yeah, so the sponge part went into the mash, and then the cream went into the boil.
Gotcha. I'm going to start sending you my like wacky ideas for beers.
Right?
Because I have a few.
Bro, we should just come here and make a BG.
Oh, we should make a
bowl. We'll talk after this. I already have some ideas for you guys, but we'll talk about that.
Because we all like dark and malty for the most part.
Diaz, I want to ask you this question.
Oh, no.
When it comes to the brown gradient, how'd this start? How'd this become a thing?
So originally it kind of started as like a joke because when I moved to Utah, right, I was convinced that I would not find someone that looked like me, right? Someone with brown skin, someone that enjoyed beer, someone that was a woman. And I happened upon Toasted Barrel because I love sours. I love sours. If I had to drink one style of beer for the rest of my beer drinking days, it would be a sour. Because
bless your heart.
Thank you so much. someone has to take a hit for the team. Not a lot of people enjoy tart beers. Mm. But so I wanted to go there because I heard so much about it. You know, they have a dope barrel system or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we go there and who's behind the bar?
Me. It's me.
Beautiful, strong, independent black woman. And I
don't need a man.
Side note. Side note, Reed doesn't need a man. Don't even try.
But that doesn't mean I don't want one. Thank you. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Continue. Applications are being taken, apparently. We digress. So I saw this woman behind the bar and I ordered my flight and she was so like bubbly and charismatic. And I was like, drawn to her, right? Like a moth to a fucking flame. And I was like, man, I want to be this chick's homie. Like she's like is behind the bar. She's in the scene that I want to be in. And if anyone knows how to get into the beer scene, it's this person.
Thank you. I love you.
You're very welcome.
You're the best.
I remember I forced myself upon her. I gave her my business card. And I was like, hey, I just moved here. Are you guys hiring? She's like, no, we are not. And I was like, okay, strike one, got it. But she said, you know, Slackwater's opening in Sandy, da 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 da. And I was like, oh, cool. So I gave her my card, blah, blah, blah. I did not apply at Sandy because I wanted to work in Salt Lake. Like, I knew that that's what I wanted. I wanted to work in one of the breweries in Salt Lake because that's where I live. And I wanted to make sure I got my foot in the right door. And so then I found a job at Shades that was like 6 minutes from my house. And when I came in for my first shift, the person I was relieving was Melissa Dayhood, who is not here but is on her way down from Brighton at the moment. And I was like, oh, man, there's another brown girl. This is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, where did I land? Like, how did I get so lucky? And she was cool as fuck. You know, I was her relief. So she talked to me about, like, what just kicked or what needs to be stocked, all of these things. And so I was like, yo, like for real though, I'm going to be friends with these chicks. And so you guys don't know, but I stalked you.
Oh,
stalker.
Yeah, we all stalk everyone. That's fine.
And then both of them came in on one of my shifts at Shades and I was like, done deal. It's over. Like we're homies. And so, but I started noticing that in a lot of the breweries in Utah, that there wasn't a presence of females, A, and B, females of color. Yeah. And so I just decided, I was like, I think I sent you guys a text at like probably 11 at night one day. And you're like, yo, what do you guys think about starting this page?
I think we were both up too. I vaguely remember like both of us responding like, oh, that'd be so cool. Like both of us full well knowing that like we thought it was cool, but we knew that Diaz was going to have to do all the work because we weren't going to do it.
I love the honesty, like, Reed. Thank you.
I'll She's be like, honest. I'm not doing it.
And I, to this day, am still like, I know I'm like the loudest one and like, I'm, you know, like bright and bubbly and I'm like all over the place, but to this day, I'm still the worst at posting on our page. Like, I go places, like, don't get me wrong, people see me, but like, I just forget. I just get lost in the sauce, in the
moment,
man.
You're in the moment. And that's okay.
I'm
in the moment.
Really cool, though. And I'm just, I don't think about it.
But that's hard to find nowadays.
See, Diaz says it's okay.
Everyone wants like dopamine hit, right? They want to see it, but you're in the moment.
Yep. I really straight up just forget.
It's okay.
Yeah, she texted us late at night and we both were like, that's so cool. She could literally created it because she's like on point with everything. This woman is the most organized person I've ever met in my life.
That is a web
and
of lies.
She she sent us like the password and the name and everything within 5 minutes, I swear. What? Okay, that's giving you too much credit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was like, I was maybe not like, quick like a cat. An hour.
6.5 minutes.
Yeah. Maybe 10.
And then we introduced ourselves and the next day and whatnot and sent, you know, put a pictures up and so people knew who we were and whatnot. And we got going pretty good for
a
while.
Yeah, I mean,
there.
The point of the page was never to like gain a bunch of followers and like do all of these things and become influencers. That's like, stop. I never want to be someone who is an influencer.
I could be an influencer.
You should be with that sweater on, girl. Hit up
my
Old Navy.
Sesame Street sweater.
We'll take a picture of it later, but yeah.
Yeah. Hashtag Old Navy.
They need a visual now.
I wear Old Navy head to toe for the most part, except for my Columbia jacket, because I wear it everywhere because it's super comfy. But either way, it was never with the intention of like, we want to gain all of these followers and I want to be able to walk into a brewery and get free beer. No. The point of it was to support your local breweries and also support the community around it, right? And to be a person of color is significant because in the brewing industry, it is primarily white males. And that's just across the board, across the country, across the world. And just trying to break through that, especially in this state of Utah, that is primarily white.
I'll be honest, I'm just here to post pictures of beer.
All right.
Which I also appreciate.
That's cool. And then we're okay with that.
Someone has to do it. I always like taking pictures of my beer.
Because you're good at that, though.
I would post them on my personal page, and my family thought I was an alcoholic. So when Diaz was like, you want to do this? I was like, yes, please. Give me a place.
I got a little space to do it.
Yeah. Give me a place to post pictures of my beer.
With that being said, Steph, that leads into another question I have for you, is you like posting a lot of beers. Are you the main poster of the BG Wenches?
Diaz actually posts the very most.
All the time.
I mean, up until recently, I was primarily the poster, but Steph's stepped it
taken
up.
Taken over a little bit.
So she's helped with shenanigans.
Because you are the newest member, correct?
I am new.
So how long have you been part of the crew?
Gosh, when did we introduce you?
Like six months?
September?
I don't know.
Yeah, had
I'm
September
really bad
last
with
year.
Timelines.
I mean, we could jump on the page
like
right now and find it. Yeah,
last year, yeah.
Gotcha. And then what was your initiation into the group?
We jumped her. Gangster style.
Yes. Yeah, we waterboarded her with beer. We got really shitty Bud Light and Budweiser, and we waterboarded her with
it. It clearly was not rock, paper, scissors.
Thank God, because it would have never worked out.
Oh my God.
I think it was just, you came out one night, and all of us were already out. I think it might have been from like pre-birthday shenanigans
No,
or something.
I stopped at Bewilder just randomly. And then Mel walked in.
Was Mel in town?
And then
in Colorado?
Yep.
I think we all.
It was just random.
It was by happenstance. Yeah. And then we were like, are you? Oh my God. This is. Oh, hey. Yeah, it was just.
Yeah,
like
I think. Yeah, that's right. Because you guys all came to visit me at work.
Yeah. Just randomly.
The one day we've all had off at the same time.
Yeah.
I like
serendipitous.
That's beautiful. You guys. Next beer. Let's go.
Next beer. Oh, it's me.
Yeah, it's up to you. Well, I mean.
Should we stick on the sour train? I don't know. We'll wait. Yeah, should we start with this?
Oh my God.
All right. So the local beer that I brought, all of us have this agreement that we all really love, like big, rich, malty, boozy, like fun beers. Stouts, like heavy porters, like any kind of, I don't know, anything barrel aged is pretty much our jam. So, I'm currently holding the Bigger Badder Baptista from the Epic, Baptista series. I love this beer. I got this as a gift for my birthday because a friend of mine knows that I really, really love it. And I'm the worst. I hold on to beers all the time. I'm literally the worst out of this entire group. I will have a beer in my fridge for, 6 months to a year. What do you mean? You're shaking
your
head
joking?
At me.
I have three fridges full of beer.
Since, honestly.
And I have two boxes in my closet.
I don't know. Me and Mel went 2 years ago to get this freaking Cascade beer.
No, that's nothing.
Bro, we just drank this. When did I buy it?
20. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Whatever. Sorry. I told you I'm bad with timelines. Anyway, this guy is from
It's on the top 2020. It would have been like 2020. It would have been the fall.
You mean the big label that says 2020?
It's a pandemic beer. Is what you're saying? Yeah.
Wow, you
it's
idiot.
A pandemic beer. Yeah,
that's dangerous.
It's a pandemic beer. I never got so low as to having to drink it alone, so that's good, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. I'm gonna share it with my friends. Now.
I have to say, the last time I had an epic Big Baptist stout, I drank it all by myself, and
gosh,
it was not.
Not pretty.
It was not a great night.
Same experience.
I drank the raspberry one.
Until I don't remember anything.
Oh, the raspberry one is so
yeah,
good.
I drank the raspberry chocolate rapture thing by myself. I don't regret it.
There's cool ones that came out that year. There was a tequila barrel one that year, right?
See.
Or is that the tequila barrel
one? No, this is not the tequila.
No, you're thinking the quintuple.
This is quintuple?
Sextuple.
Yeah. They had a tequila.
Either way,
it was
it's
phenomenal.
Delicious. All right, so this is an imperial stout aged in whiskey and mezcal barrels
with coffee,
cacao, cinnamon, and then vanilla is added.
Oh, my
God. It's a rare release.
No lactose? As a Polynesian, I'm lactose intolerant.
No me dice.
No, I don't think there's lactose.
Yo no sé si
tiene. There shouldn't be brewing. Lactose in it.
They just still have the two locations, right? One in
Denver and one in Salt Lake.
Yeah, and State Street and like 900
word that says
South.
Lactose.
Great question.
So I think it's 9th think South.
It's a shitty
Street.
Corner if you're going, because you always have to go like south and you have to take
Gus
a U-turn.
Gus is listening. Yeah. Please send me an email and letting me know if this has lactose or not.
Epic is really awesome. They distribute like all over, and they have an extensive series of these stouts. So if you're a stout person and you haven't been there, or you are and you just haven't been there in a while, get it together. Please go. Everything's sold. Most of their things are sold in the 22-ounce. Are these 22-ounce bottles?
22 bombers.
Yeah, the 22 bombers. So bring a buddy, share it. It's good stuff. But yeah, Epic's one of the OGs too, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Epic, Uinta, Wasatch, Squatters.
I fun Epic
Squasatch
story.
Squasatch is what we call it.
Squasatch.
Yeah, you put them together. Good stuff.
All right, ladies, cheers. Right,
cheers. Cheers.
Kanpai. I'm going to say cheers in all of the ways.
Oh, my God. Heavy cinnamon.
Yo, that nose is beautiful.
I like
Can
the
I see
foam.
That bottle?
Yes.
I put cinnamon in my coffee,
delicious.
By the way.
Same. It's good for your circulatory system.
Thank you. And yep. Flammet, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. See,
I'm 95 years old and I put cinnamon in my oatmeal. I'm just saying.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't even put it in my face hole yet.
There's lactose in there, Steph.
It's pretty dang sweet.
Too late now. Already ingested
it. It's delicious.
The sip was delicious.
You guys feel like a tobacco note at the very end?
Yes.
Like a burnt tobacco.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm okay with, but it could be off-putting for some people. I just hope Epic doesn't stop making the Baptiste series.
I don't think they will.
I like the Baptistas. They had that Yankee, what was it?
Oh,
there was a Yankee
I have one at
one.
Home.
Oh, it was so freaking good. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
Yankee one is?
Yeah, it's
got like the
Yankee Doodle Dandy kind of
patriotic
thing.
Patriotic dude on
yeah,
the thing.
I don't know what it's called. I just remember it says Yankee on it.
A patriotic dude?
Yeah, patriotic dude. All of the Baptistas have the Baptist.
The dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not the dude.
He's the dude. He's the dude. That's a different movie.
That's a different dude.
If you know, you know.
Word to your mother.
Okay, Diaz, last question for you before we go on a break.
Oh, my God.
You are the queen of giving stickers out.
Mm.
You
have like I love giving stickers
17
out.
Different handles. You work at 15 different places. You work probably sun up, sun down.
Yeah.
I am shocked there's not a brown
PG
gradient.
Sticker. We oh just, my so God.
We literally just talked about this.
I was
sticker.
Thinking t-shirts, but stickers.
I mean, if there are any graphic designers listening and would like to create something for us, that would be dope because my brain's a tornado and I can't think of anything for us.
I have time.
I feel like we need shirts.
We need socks.
Sure.
I would wear socks all day, bro.
Yeah. I don't wear socks.
Ever. She goes barefoot.
Naked toes.
She raw dogs her shoes.
Yeah. They stink, to be honest. I can smell it right now.
It is.
So are we going to see stickers? Are we going to see a logo?
I mean, like I said, if there's a graphic artist out there listening and wants to throw something together, we're down.
Even someone that prints tees or stickers or whatever.
I've not put any
label maker
that much.
Like
it's
I just said, been like something that we
the idea
mentioned.
Is there though.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool.
Time to
like
buy
I said,
a cricket.
The page was just supposed to be super like just for funsies.
Oh my God!
What?
Oh my God! What if we like portray ourselves but as like puppies?
Oh, as puppies?
Yeah,
you're like gonna dogs. Be a wiener dog, and I'm a golden retriever.
No,
what
homie.
Are you?
I'm a weird mutt with mange.
You can be a puggle. I see you as a puggle.
Well, because we also all, like, for the most part, we love dogs. Yeah.
Rhea and I. Do you have dogs? I don't know about this. Do you have dogs?
I do not have a dog yet. It is in the works.
Yeah.
You know, she just might be a cat person.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
I said that until I inherited cats, and now it's like, God damn it.
Well, because the whole, we take pictures with our dogs when we go hiking, or we take Summit beers, and we usually have our dog with us.
Well, I want to ask that question later, but yeah, that's, I want to see a sticker, and I bet be one of the first recipients of a sticker.
That'd be pretty rad, honestly.
Okay.
Let's do it. Full
so on that note, ladies, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Yeah?
All
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Hopkins Brewing Company. Hopkins Brewing is located off 21st South in Salt Lake. Hopkins has live music, local art, and they use locally grown and sustainable ingredients in both their food and craft beer. Their food menu is off the charts. Their handcrafted beer is also fantastic. Upon checking out, use the code TASTEMASTERS to get 10% off any food. That's right. Use the code TASTEMASTERS to get 10% off your entire meal. Come get a pint at Hopkins and support your local breweries. This episode's also brought to you by you, if you wanted to be. We are looking for sponsors and would love to have you as part of our team. Feel free to email us for details at thetastemastersdrink@gmail.com or DM us through all social media platforms. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and we have the fourth member of the Brown Gradient Beer Wenches. Rhea, could you please introduce this fine young lady?
All right, everybody, drum roll, please. Yes. Our lovely, dear Melissa is here, number four. We missed you. Thank you for hurrying the F up. Sorry you got held up. She also walked in with a fancy new hairdo, so if anybody wants to check it out, it's go bother her on Instagram, highlights. Jedi Mind Tricks, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, Mel's here. We missed you. Welcome.
Mel, the hood.
Sup, girl?
Welcome back, girl.
Sup.
When's the last time you were in Strap Tank? That's a good question.
Hold on, give me a minute. No, I actually was here, like, early summer. I think.
Like this last year, 2021?
Yeah, in 21, yeah.
Oh, damn.
But prior to that, the last time I've been to Strap Tank, it was in Springville. I was there like in late 2020.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a while.
Been a minute, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Hell yeah.
So I'm sorry, I lied. I forgot. I went to that cantina spot that was open at the little container.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, down there.
Down in Springville.
Hell yeah. Well, welcome back, girl.
Hey.
Yeah, because you used to work here for a second.
I did. I worked here and in the Springville location.
Yeah. So where are you working currently?
I am at Brighton Resort at Molly Greens.
Hell yeah.
And then I am also at Level Crossing. I'm just there once a week.
Yeah.
And also accepting applications like literally everywhere.
Yes. 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 Always looking for work.
So Mel, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, actually? I don't know this.
Really?
Yeah.
From New Jersey.
Oh, that's right. I
where
did know
are you
that.
Really
I
was like, you from?
Didn't so we all lied today, from. Today, somehow.
We're all Fibberuskis.
Where am I really from?
Where are you really from?
So, how long have you been in Utah?
We're going on 4.5 years now.
4.5 years?
Yeah.
And then you just recently came back from Colorado, correct?
Yeah, I went late summer, like in August, and then was out there for a few months, and then came back. I mean, I loved it out there. I explored, I hiked, did a bunch of stuff. But, you know, it's just life and some stuff happened, so it's just easier.
You're hella outdoorsy, aren't you?
I am very outdoorsy, yeah.
Yeah. So what's it about the outdoors that you're... I feel like every time I see you or you're posting something or you're doing something, it's outside. What's it about the outside that just, like, captivates you?
I don't know. That's a really good question because, you know, my dad, he's from Ecuador, and he, like, is from a city. And my mom grew up in the city, too. So he one day asked me or just, like... I don't know where you get this from. Like, he's like, why do you like the outdoors so much or hiking and stuff like that? Because I know when I lived back in Jersey, I would ask to go hike with him or like I would take him hiking. So I really don't know. I'm like very drawn to it. It's just like, I don't know. It gives me like a kind of like a, I guess, nature therapy. If I'm like, especially if I'm overwhelmed with stuff, I just like take it out on a hike. Go
good
out.
For you. That's and super
I,
healthy.
Yeah.
Bro, but, I love fucking off into the mountains.
Yeah, right.
It's just
same.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Exactly.
I think that's something all four of us have in common. Yeah.
That's definitely just, my escape.
It's just like very satisfying just to go up there and just with friends or by myself, whatever. Crack open a beer.
Yeah.
Right?
What's that called? The the Peak Beer? Summit Beer?
Summit Beer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you get there, you're like, yes. Fuck yeah. That sound,
that sound is beautiful.
Yeah. But it's like, it's even better because the higher up it is, it's like more crisp sounding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's cool, Mel. Welcome, girl. I'm glad you're here, dude.
Yeah, same.
It's good to see you.
Golf clap.
So we have beers in front of us. Mm-hmm. Which beer would you like to crack open right now? You get to choose.
It's like beer roulette.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
You could just close your eyes and like do one of these.
It's like a double jeopardy. Whoa.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. What is this one? Is this Prairie?
It's from Prairie.
Oh, that looks so good.
So is that guy.
Pirate Noir.
Oh, Cascade, though.
Yo, that garden party. Sorry, party in your mouth. Party in the garden.
It's kind of the night.
I think I have to go with the Cascade.
Yeah, hey, girl.
All right.
So this one's got a cork on it.
It does.
So who brought this one? Whom brought this one?
That would be me. Shiree brought that beer. Sorry. I don't know why I'm speaking about myself in the third person. That's weird. I brought it. So ironically enough, I think this is actually the beer that we got on our vacation, Mel.
Oh, you brought that one?
I'm pretty sure that's this one.
I mean, you guys went to Cascade. I remember that.
So Melissa and I went to Cascade like 2 years ago for her birthday. We went to Oregon in general, and we ended up in Portland, of course.
The Cascade.
And we had to go to Cascade. Like, there's no way that we couldn't go to Cascade. We did the classic, you know, take the photo, you got the flight, blah, 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 blah. And I'm pretty positive this bottle is from then. So this is like 2020, but it's 2017, but I purchased it in 2020. So this is, let me read it. This is a barrel-aged blonde and wheat ale with Chardonnay grapes, Meyer lemon zest, and elderflowers.
Cheers, Mel.
Cheers to that.
Thanks for driving down the mountain safely. Yeah.
Love
Thank
it.
You.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that
All I get is spice.
The aroma.
Do you want to do with this DS?
You want to you want to poke it. Do you think there's enough residual...
I want to make
do you think
a
there's enough
I do have
residual
that in
sugars in here?
No, I want to make a candle out of it. I don't want to spike it.
I was like, why do you want to poke? I don't know what's happening right now.
I forget what number episode it was, but the keto episode. We stabbed a bunch of beers with hot metal.
Oh, gotcha.
And it heats up all the residual sugars in the beer, and it transforms it into
the whole
this
flavor of it?
Beautiful, smoky, sweet.
That doesn't take the alcohol content out of it, really?
No,
I kind of figured that would burn the alcohol content off the beer.
We did the Mole Porter from Bewilder,
and that was
fantastic. Off air, and it was so good.
Yeah,
which I just did
that.
Inventory in my tiki bar fridge, and I have 4 Mole Porters.
So let's stab it.
Yep,
I got my stuff
two.
In the car.
Yeah,
let's
stab
I have
two
a 2020.
Mole
I have 4 2021s.
Okay, ladies, I need a consensus of this beer. What do we think?
Fucking delicious.
I love
it's
it.
Delicious.
No,
thank
it's fantastic.
You.
And I'm not generally a sour person either.
What?
Do we like it?
Do you not like it?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh no, we love it.
It's delicious.
No, it's yeah, it's great. The nose is elderberry for sure.
That elderberry is right there. Yeah. No, for sure.
If anyone can get me to really love a sour, it'd be Cascade. And mm-hmm. I'm super glad I bought it. It's really good. Oh, yeah.
You don't like sours?
I don't hate sours. I just am a little more picky with sours than I am.
We just had, we went to the Bayou. Shout out the Bayou and their dope beer list. I was just there on Thursday before a show. And we ordered a Cascade 2016.
Oh,
hey,
nice.
It was gorgeous.
So what was this one right here reminds me of just going to beer festivals and having class act like soured beers. I really enjoy this one. That musk is in there. Sure. That Meyer lemon gives it that like sweet tartness into
that's
it.
That's so good.
That's really cool.
It's strangely really smooth. Like it doesn't. I don't know. For me, sours
again,
just have that
hurt.
Like bluntness as soon as they hit your tongue. And this is just like, this is like some grapey juice.
Yeah.
You know?
Grapey juice.
No,
like,
great
I
choice.
Like I'm drinking
by the way,
wine.
Great choice.
That's how I'm going to describe it to you. Grapey juice.
You know?
It's a good profile.
Oh, I did have, because I've been wanting to ask you this question. How did you like living in Colorado and working at Outer Range Brewing?
Oh, yeah. A. Outer Range has dope. They have my favorite IPA ever.
Yeah, as you can see, I'm wearing the hat, Outer Range hat here.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like, it's like Frisco. So that's the town it's in. It's like one of those mountain towns. It's like right next to Breckenridge, Silverthorne. If anyone knows what that is. It's basically a ski town. So it's like a different vibe compared to Salt Lake, of course. And
compared to Park City.
And Park City, for sure. The brewery is a small brewery, but I've heard they opened up in 2016 and they've exploded. They've gotten so big over the last few years. And they produce so much beer for such a small brewery. Like every week they're releasing at least 4 or 5 beers.
Oh, wow.
And they're like IPA focused. So that's their, like what they're known for. Specifically more like the New England style IPAs. But they do actually make other beers.
I feel like you brought me a stout.
Yes, I did.
I don't think I've opened it.
Oh, you didn't?
It's in the Ooh. Vault okay. of beer. So
it was like around Halloween, I think. Yeah, I gave that stout to you.
I remember you went there like before you moved to Colorado, you went there. Because you used to go to Colorado like every other weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I will go again a lot in the summer.
I remember she brought it back when I was at Toasted Barrel. And she brought this. And this is how I was like, I love Nelson Hops. 100%. But like if... I don't really love IPAs, but if it has Nelson hops in it, I'm going to drink the freaking crap out of it.
Did you give someone a Nelson while you were drinking it?
It was like a dragon. What? I'm sorry. Say that again.
No, oh. I was being smart ass.
Oh, okay. But it had a dragon on it, and it had a white label, and it was so freaking good. And I took a picture of it, and that phone has since moved on to the afterlife. That phone no longer exists. Rest in peace.
Sorry,
so I don't
cloud.
Have the photo anymore, and I don't remember what that freaking beer was. It was so good. Outer Range.
Oh, I brought it in Slack, didn't I?
No, you brought it in a Toasted Barrel. You gave it to me.
Okay.
You might have brought it into Slack, but I took it from Slack Water and I went to Toasted Barrel and drank it after my shift.
Hell yeah.
Question mark. We are not, no one here breaks the ABC rules ever.
No, never.
We all follow them.
I do remember that beer was freaking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were experimenting with sours. The head brewer there, his name is Kyle, I believe, was trying to work with doing more stouts. Oh, hell yeah, Cascade.
I feel like we're all probably wearing
brew merch.
I'm wearing an Outer Range shirt.
Every single one of us is wearing brew merch right now. I love that.
Yeah, we are.
My t-shirt's
nice. But you're wearing a Red Rock sweater.
I do have my Red Rock
sweater. So that counts, yeah. There you go.
Nice. Classic.
You ladies got so sidetracked right there.
Sorry.
Yeah. Welcome.
Anytime we hang out. Like, nothing makes sense.
David, it was nice having you here for a minute. Okay. Let's do this.
I know we're talking now.
All right, anyways, yeah, he was just trying to bring more stouts into their...
repertoire.
Yeah. Repertoire.
That's really cool.
They're doing more West Coast styles. They had made some like Helles and sour beers too. So
just I like the party found.
I tried to help. Yeah. So great brewery. They have a great reputation. So check it out if you're out there.
So we are enjoying a Saison, correct, right now?
Yes. That's
who brought the Saison?
Steph. I brought it.
Steph, tell us about it. The Saison.
It's the Saison.
Saison.
I am generally not a fan of Saisons, but my sweet friend Diaz loves them. And this one was gifted to me by my friend Randy, who's in California. And I decided to bring it because I knew that Diaz would enjoy it. So there we go.
Yeah. So it has Masamoto peaches.
Ladies, what's the consensus of this right now?
Masamoto.
Wait, tell us what's in it. Read the bottle. Go, girl, go.
Story time. It's second use Masamoto peaches. It's a barrel aged Saison.
Really?
It's from Homage. I believe that's how you say that. So they apparently, this is what I've heard because I'm not a big fan of the Saison, but apparently they make fantastic Saisons.
Bro.
That's what I've heard. So
I'm going to say a phrase that you should know. Broke the mouth. Because for real. This shit's bomb. Oh, my God.
I have a few more.
It took me a second to register what you said.
In my fridge.
In my head, I spelled that broke, B-R-O-Q-U-E.
Broke the mouth.
That's
like, an island.
I spell like I'm a broke motherfucker. Like, that's how I spell it.
So I dated a Filipino dude from Hawaii, and every time like we ate something that was delicious, he's like, oh, broke the mouth. And yo, yes.
All right, well, come over because I have more of them at home.
I'm directly into Facebook.
I straight up thought you were speaking another language.
I was.
Okay, ladies, can I say something? I have no idea, but it smells very medicinally...
Herbal.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I get that, too.
Like, you go to, like, I just your get witch doctor, peaches. And, like, straight you have a peaches. Cough, and he's like, drink this. And you're like, yeah, totally.
And it's nice, though. I like it. I'd fuck with it. Very farmhousey.
Yep.
My favorite Saison comes from Abel Baker in Las Vegas. It's called Calaveras y Flores.
And it's a barrel-aged Saison with chamomile, ginger, and local honey. And they barrel-age it in a local distillery's whiskey barrels.
That's really cool.
It is so delicious. And they don't have it all the time. And when I do go to Vegas and they do have it on tap, I illegally put it in a crowler. I text Randy and I'm like, yo, can I get this in a crowler, though? And he's like, yeah, for sure. Do it. So this is really good.
I'm glad you enjoy it.
It's delicious.
I brought it.
Good choice, Steph. Good choice. So, ladies, I'm going to go around the table, starting with Mel. Let's do our favorite, your lady's favorite style of beer to drink.
Ah, shit.
Gosh.
So, Mel, favorite style of drink.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, it's just any drink or beer?
Like
beer.
Beer, yeah, like style beer. Beer. Oh, yeah.
Not Mountain Dew or Diet Coke. Like, get out of here.
Code Red, baby. We're in Utah.
Baja Blast.
Baja Blast, yes. Taco Bell, those late nights at 2 a.m. Can I get a Baja Blast, please?
I call it Beja on purpose.
Beja.
Can I get the Beja Blast, please?
So
honestly,
bad.
It's like, I think my... It's hard for me to choose. Like, I do like IPAs a lot, but lately I kind of been wanting more of the lighter stuff. Like, I do, like, want more lagers or pilsners. That's just kind of my thing.
Yeah.
Still like the IPAs. I mean, I'll still drink them, of course, but I obviously love sours.
Hell yeah, wow.
Girl, you get one. Pick one. Mel, pick one.
I know. We're all going to do this.
It's hard. I can't choose one, though.
I agree. This isn't Pokemon.
I had a really good brown ale. Grid City Beer Works had this like barrel age brown ale, imperial brown ale, in like Madeira wine barrels, and that was like amazing.
Hell yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, I can't choose one, but I guess I'll say IPAs.
IPA.
West Coast style. Ooh, I'm getting a little tired of the haze. Yep. The hazy is getting
a little too much. That's why we're
too
friends.
Overdone.
It's overplayed.
Hey, I agree.
All right, Diaz. What is
mother lover? You would come to me. All right, Shiza. So I guess, I mean, I said it earlier, okay? I did say it earlier that if I had to pick one style of beer to drink for the rest of my life, it would be a barrel-aged sour, and I'm going to stick to it because it's true to my heart. Coming from, you know, growing up in a state that is primarily warm, I could enjoy it at all times. So that's my answer. Barrel-aged, fruited sours.
Shiree!
Hey, yeah, that's me. Generally, I would normally say a really rich, like, stout or porter. I don't like the dry Irish stouts or Guinness.
Chalky.
Sorry for those that love Guinness. I think it's terrible. But
there's your podcast voice right there.
This is my podcast voice. You're currently drinking a Guinness, please put it down and get something better from your fridge. sorry.
<Wow. laughs>
But if I had to drink a style of beer for the rest of my life, it would be spiced ales. I love winter ales. I love like anything like pumpkin spice. Come at me. You'll lose. But, like literally the Griswolds from Red Rock. Amazing. There's like, anything seasonal from
October,
September to we'll say January is any beer that's made during that time period is something that I want in my mouth.
I love that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Steph.
Sorry.
I love sours. Not smoothie sours. Do not give me a smoothie sour. I don't want to chew it. It's gross. But I also love pilsners and lagers. I love malty beers. Like, give me all the malt bombs. So good. But I like all the beers except Saisons.
like Blondales. Blondales
give them
are
to
bad.
Me.
If I had to choose one, I would say I like the sours as well.
Hell yeah, Pam.
Yeah, but... I love stouts.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean.
You're all kind of all around.
Yeah,
not
for
really
sure.
A hoppy person, but an all around, like.
I say I'm the same way.
It has to be it's my mood. It really does depend on my mood, but I do like a good hoppy beer. And yeah, I love hazies, but I am a little bit tired of them. Like, give me a good Elefino. That's my work plug right there.
She just got paid. Wait, Ross and Cody are great bosses. I just got paid.
So. Steffi, I want to ask you a question specifically. You have a lot of handles.
I do.
You take care of a lot of pages.
I do.
Does that get kind of monotonous and tiresome?
No, because they're all very different. So when I feel like saying something sarcastic, then I go to one page. If I want to be genuine, then I go to a different page. So
something professional, go to Red Rock.
Exactly. If I want to get paid,
she just
for
got
it,
paid.
I go to Red Rock. I should probably spend less time on my phone, but it's fun actually. I enjoy it. It's something I like doing.
Can we dabble in your other pages, or is that something you want to keep off record?
I don't know. Go for it. It's out there.
Okay, so she's out. I'm going to call you out on this one. So
do
you decided
it.
To, from what I've heard, is a bet or a, what would you call it? I wish you would kind of page.
Uh-huh.
And now it's become this kind of blown up influencer sexy page.
Oh,
it's like OnlyFans for beers, if you will.
It is.
So let's talk about this real quick.
It's like a foot fetish thing.
Oh, yeah. See, I never intended to like but reach the foot fetish.
I think
fetish.
You did, though, secretly.
I really didn't.
Repressed feeling, I think. So, you are Miss Tipsy Socks, correct?
I am. I like to pretend that we're twins. But there it is.
So, Tipsy Socks is out in public, and what started that? Why?
It was a little bit of a dare, a little bit of a joke. I have a horrible sarcastic side. I'm kind of an asshole. So there were so many like boob and beer pages, and I just didn't. I was like, well, let's give them some competition. Let's do legs instead. So it was more legs than feet. Let's be fair. I didn't realize that the feet people were more prominent than the leg people. I had no
damn
idea.
Damn. Yeah.
Now I know.
Sucked into that rabbit hole, did you?
Bro, I could have told
education
you that.
Education there for me, for good old Steph.
So is this still a prominent page you're posting on?
Yeah, I post there. Well, I post there when I feel like it. It's total whim.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I'm active there. I enjoy it. I've met some really, really cool people from all over the country, all over the world, actually. I have followers who I chat with regularly in Australia and the UK, Canada. I have a lot of followers
cool,
in Canada and South America. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
I talked to one lonely person in Ecuador. I'm kidding. I don't.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I didn't. It was a joke. It really did start as a joke.
So how long do you think you're going to keep this going?
Until my legs are too wrinkly to take pictures of, I guess.
But dude, so when,
she got spider veins.
So when I first saw the page, I was like, geez, this chick's trying to like capitalize on like foot fetish. Like, honestly, that's where my brain went.
I'm so naive sometimes that I had no idea.
And I was like, ugh. But then I met you, and then I like learned that it was you, and I was like, oh, you're just a dork. Who
yeah,
loves socks.
I think I want to confess as well. For me, when I first saw it, I'm like, Jesus, another, like, boobs and feet and sexy OnlyFans. Like, here we go. But then I realized who it was. I'm like,
she's just
no,
a dork.
She's a dork.
I love Steph.
I know.
Fuck.
I know. It was never, my intent was never to be sexy. It's always been.
But it's kind of comes off
dork.
Sexy, though. It does.
You got nice legs,
you
bro.
Got nice yeah. legs.
Those are nice legs.
Like, if I was envious of something.
If you
yeah.
have, like
her
weird
face is beat
toenails
red.
And feet, and I'd be like, that's disgusting. But you got cool socks. And, girl, my question I want to ask you, how much
many
money
socks?
Do you spend on fucking socks?
I,
because, damn, your wardrobe, like, there's probably one dresser for socks.
Where do you keep your socks?
I have bins of socks. Like,
damn.
But I worked in medical forever, and I wore scrubs, and the clinic was really cold, and so I started buying long socks, and scrubs are boring, and so I was like, I'm going to buy fun socks. They genuinely cheer me up. So I already
That's
had
cool.
a ton
so
of socks.
So when are we seeing a scrubs tipsy sock post?
Never. I can't fit in my scrubs anymore.
Well.
COVID. Thank you, COVID. But no, I've had socks. I've always had fun socks. They're
That's
just
cool.
something that cheers
well,
me
keep
up.
Keep it going,
so.
Girl.
I think
yeah.
someone
I like
asked
it.
Me once if I was tipsy socks because I also wear fun. No, I wear
you
fun
wear
socks all
we
the time.
We both have on fun socks
yeah, right,
right
now.
Now.
My socks are hella fun. And I was just in Moab and like went, every store had like fun socks. And like Cody was like, stop, you don't need to buy any more. And I'm like, but they're so cute.
They make you, they just make you happy. That's
I know,
the
but
thing
it,
yeah. it
is an expensive habit to have.
Yes.
Because yeah. socks range from like,
but it's super
I don't
cool.
know,
I think it's really cool.
10 to
but
like
you
$20.
You wear them again and again. And yep. I will admit that people have mailed me many pairs of socks. So
damn, girl.
They just want to see you wear
yeah,
socks.
That's
they're
so
like,
creepy.
I paid for these
that's
socks.
So creepy.
You better put them
Let's
on,
remember that I'm just a big dork. Like, honestly.
That's fine. That's fine.
That's what it was.
So I'm glad we got that out of the way. But Rhea, I got a question for you.
What's up?
How long do you see yourself in the brown gradient?
Is there something you know that I don't know?
Do you ever see yourself not being brown?
Have you seen the Weakest Link?
Oh, my God. Oh, shots fired.
I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't be surprised when you see me, like, next week and I'm still on this show.
I feel like you're a girl that, like, travels a lot and you got high aspirations. So are we going to be here for life or are we going to be here?
I will be here as long as these ladies are still putting up with my bullshit.
Forever.
Sandlot style.
No, I mean, I didn't also think that the brown gradient was going to be what it is or what it's turning into.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it really has kind of become something that's a little bit important to the four of us. Like, I know I probably post the least and whatever, but I'm constantly stalking ourselves, or however you want to phrase that. Like, I'm constantly looking at our own stuff. And then I work a lot, and I do have these traveling dreams and aspirations. And even if I were to, like, leave or move away or, like, just not be here in Salt Lake or in Utah, I think I would still be a part of it no matter what. Like, I don't need to be here necessarily to post stuff about beer and text my friends and call my friends and visit and stuff. I don't know. I'm kind of in it for the long haul.
See, and that's why I asked that question, because I know wherever you're going to go, that spirit's going to resonate, period. And that's why I like that.
Thanks.
You're a badass.
Appreciate that. Thanks, homie.
I mean, I think you are. Diaz, what's it take? Are we going to add members? What's it take to be in this club? This little cult you guys have started.
Whoa. Wow. Oh, yeah. Take it back a notch. It's not that it's something that is a members thing. It's just we're all homies and we love beer and we want to post about it. I do want to start featuring other bartenders in different breweries.
Of different color? Yep.
All of it. I mean, Sarah from Bewilder, we kind of brought her in under our wing and we do shout out her shifts every once in a while, and that's just because she's one of my coworkers. But she is a baddie, you know what I mean? She's a female in the brewing industry. She loves beer. She's, you know, at Bewilder holding it down when I'm not there anyway. And, you know, her, I have my girlfriend, you know, Mika, that works at Abel Baker, who is also a woman of color, and she's been holding it down at Abel Baker since I left in 2019. There's different people all over that we know personally that I want to feature. It's the amount of time that I have to focus on this page is very limited.
Like, because you, like Steph, have multiple hats as well.
I am logged into a lot of accounts.
You are the beer wench of Sweet Vinyl Bake Shop.
Yes.
So you make hella cupcakes and you bartend.
Yep.
And you have to do that. Like, there's a lot of hats
to wear. There's a lot of hats to wear and it gets tiring. But it's always been fun. Mm-hmm. Like, the moment it doesn't feel fun anymore, then I guess that's when we'll shut it down. You know what I mean? But what's not fun about drinking beer with your friends?
Yeah, I don't see that happening, really.
Yeah.
Like,
and the fact that we all travel so much makes it even more fun. You know, I mean, Steph is constantly on the go. Mel
is the queen of road trips. That girl will drive 11 hours on nothing.
And that's why, like, on our page, on the main page, it says, we'll travel for craft beer. And that's exactly what we are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd be posting, too, when I'm out of town.
I'd like to feature people, like, from other states, other countries. Like, it doesn't really matter. Male, female, just people of color, honestly, for me, is kind of, like, the important aspect of it. Like, I would think it'd be dope, like, from being from Tampa, or living in Tampa, I should say, like, I know that the owner of Green Bench is an African-American guy. I went there and spoke to some of the bartenders, and they all of them raved about him, that he's amazing. I think he's their head brewer and owner of the brewery itself.
That's dope. I like that.
Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure. So, like, just anybody. I think it'd be awesome to expand that and just give that credit to people out there that I feel like sometimes aren't really getting it, and they work really, really hard. And we all work hard.
I made a comment. Yes, you guys have – you guys are the brown gradient wenches, right? So what about us dudes? Can we
You're warlocks.
Warlocks. So warlocks.
Wenches
and warlocks.
It's like a pirate term,
I feel like it's
though.
A D&D kind of thing. Dungeons and Dragons.
Like wizards and warlocks. And what do we need something else.
For wenches the dudes? And,
yeah.
I don't even know.
We got to think
if
about
you
this.
Have your best male version of a wench, submit it to us via DMs.
To the BG page.
Because, so my buddy Patrick, who lives in Vegas, he works at the craft beer bar that I managed out there, 595, shout out. And he loves beer. He has his own beer page. We follow it. He doesn't post very much on there, but he is definitely, you know, from La Raza in LA. He is Mexican. And he's one of my best friends. I've known him since I was 21.
And we geek out about music, about beer, about whiskey, about all of it. And so it's not just about, like, yes, we're female, yes, we are, you know, women of color, but it's about just everyone just coming together, and just beer brings everyone together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I can't think of, I mean, I'm sure other spirits do it as well, but I just feel like there's such a community that comes with the craft beer industry that right. doesn't come with everything else.
I feel like the name, our name is just who we are. It's not trying to exclude anybody. It's just,
we just happen to be different shades of
the
brown.
Page after ourselves. Right.
So, and we thought it was hilarious.
Because you guys are kind of a mouthpiece for women in color right now. Okay. How does this differentiate from the Pink Boots? Because Pink Boots is a very loud mouthpiece for women in brewing yeah. industry and in the fermentation process. You each can
right,
be
but
part
they're
of
all
the,
brewers.
Well, right. you can be a bartender.
Right, that's
you can
true.
Be a yeah. distiller.
Yes.
Anyone in the industry.
And the fermentation process is...
Yeah, you don't need to necessarily be like a brewer.
No, you can be an owner for a distillery
right.
and still be part of it.
You can be a bartender yeah. income, right?
Yeah, there was like a certain... I forget the percentage.
I think
it
was 10%. Don't quote me on
some
that.
Some percentage. I think it was a little bit more than that. Yeah. Had to be earned from like beer industry.
Right.
But they dropped that, so you could
oh,
be...
Oh, I do remember that when I signed up for it. I forgot that was even a thing.
Yeah, it was a thing at the time, I think, when we signed up initially. Yeah. But
because we did that together. Yeah. I think our first meeting was me and Mel... going together. And we had a good time. I mean, we were both wicked nervous walking in. We didn't know anybody. This was like 3 years ago or 2 years ago.
Didn't know anyone there.
Yeah, we just walked in and they promised us food. So we were like, dope. This is great. straight up, we were starving and we wanted to drink beer. And I had not really been to Roosters before that. And that's the day that I decided I absolutely loved
They were
Jackie.
Cool.
She's
I learned
dope.
Some
Jackie
stuff.
Is
like, Jackie's
OG.
Amazing.
Lauren
Holy
and Jamie,
crap.
They're also why I joined. Yeah. Yeah. I thought they were really rad ladies.
But that's why you ladies are also hella rad. And that's why I think this diversity needs to be a part of the Pink Boots.
I'm probably going to Brew Day on Tuesday if I can wake up.
Yeah,
it's at 8 a.m. and then I have to be at work at 10:30
Which
for
is
like
fine,
10
but you
hours.
Can go for a couple, you know. But the fact about it is, they are looking for that kind of diversity.
Oh no, yeah, there's one member.
You?
Well, just me. No, I was saying there's a member in Pink Boots who actually mentioned to me she would like to see more diversity in the Pink Boots.
Yeah, because I think what the Pink Boots stands for is pretty beautiful. I think what they're trying to do is because, like you said earlier, Diaz. It's a very, right now, for some reason, the brewing industry is a very male-dominated industry. Mm-hmm. But women are the OGs of right. brewing beer. Like, it's just kind of weird how it kind of flip-flopped, right? Whatever, we can go down that rabbit hole. But I think right now in America, in my point of view, being a Latin American brewer, it's male, white male-dominated.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So also, if a female finally gets to be a brewer, it's for some reason, it's hard for them to be a brewer. But when they do, it's also a white brewer. I don't see a lot of colored brewers that are female. So I think you ladies being in the Pink Boots would be like, even more like, fuck yeah, we can all do it. Let's all be together, kind of like unity. So what you guys are doing is kind of, I love what you ladies are doing right now.
I think it's parallel with
exactly.
them. Yeah, we just need to find the crossroad.
Exactly.
We need to find the time.
Time
is usually our biggest issue.
Yeah, freaking work so much. If somebody could please just give us all some money, we wouldn't have to work so
much. Yes, just give me all the money.
We can go make you some beer, okay? We'll go make the beer.
Someone want to start a BG Gradient Brewery. Let's
go. Start our own brewery.
Yes.
We had someone message
our Venmo
page,
is
right?
blah, 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 blah.
They thought we were brewers. This guy thought... I remember seeing a message from
I don't remember that
it was
message.
Like older guy. I think he thought we were brewers. And
that's dope.
Yeah, and then I think
thanks, old guy.
Yeah.
Nice.
I brew tea.
I'll be honest, I leave the page to Diaz to manage unless I'm posting. Like, I'll log on to post, and then I log back on. Like, I'll see messages, and I'm like, Diaz will get to it.
Yep, exactly. I'm like, I don't...
Sorry, Diaz, we all do the same thing.
I have
six other handles
else
that I'm trying
checking.
To manage.
I'll check sometimes. Like, Beehive, like I did last week. I know
I really wanted to go to that. I was like, they're malting... thing
yeah,
with
so
just small.
I wanted to go to.
Freaking love James,
work.
But I yeah, we were all stuck
and
at work.
Weird time, weird day of the week. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
So let's open the last beer for tonight, ladies. Who hasn't chosen a beer yet?
I think we all have.
Okay.
Yeah. I brought the Java Madre Imperial Milk Stout from Silver Reef Brewing out of St. George, Utah.
Okay, nothing but lactose. I want Steffi to enjoy
this. It's a lot of
lactose,
but it's delicious. This is the Utah Brewing Company
Imperial Rice Lager with ginger and lime.
Kind of want this.
We have a Prairie Artisan Ales Pirate Noir, which is an Imperial Stout aged in Jamaican rum barrels.
I vote yes.
That sounds so good.
I recently watched I Love You Man, and I can't get slap in the bass.
I love that.
Slap in the bass.
You're welcome, guys. And then there's also another Prairie Artisan. It's a double vanilla noir with a very sexy lady in a flame. Barrel-aged stout with Madagascar vanilla and Tahitian vanilla. David, pick your poison.
The Prairie...
Oh, wait, there was one more.
Oh, shit. Still going to choose that one.
Okay, Prairie what? Which one?
Regardless.
The Prairie in the bottle.
This guy. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
The Prairie in the bottle.
Is that you? Oh, yeah. The cool one. The one that Rhea and I are like, fuck this one.
Pirate Noir.
I was like, low-key.
But like when you drink it, you have to go,
I think we all are choosing that one.
That I have to say, that one came as a gift, which was so nice because I asked a friend in Oklahoma to get me the double
Your friend
vanilla.
In Oklahoma is my hero.
Can we all be friends with your friend
and
in Oklahoma?
He was like, yeah, I'll send you that one. And then he sent me like a few other Prairie ales at the same time. So thank you.
Thank you. My anonymous friend in Oklahoma.
¿Cómo se llama?
His name is Darth Xantos.
Oh.
I don't know if that's how you pronounce it.
That scares
that's
me. So Mel, while she's pouring this one, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's some personal life goals you have? Because you are a lot, you're someone who moves a lot. You go everywhere. You're just kind of an unkept fire that goes.
An
and you always are growing and you're always having cool adventures. I love it. So what's some future goals of yours? Because I feel like I live vicariously through you sometimes.
Oh, no. No, you're fine.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't follow me. No, I'm kidding. It's funny because, well, for the longest time, I've always just been like, for a while, I was going to school, but I was still working, just like hustling through and whatever. And just, I owe a lot of money in student loans. So I haven't been quite able to finish. Like, my goal was to, like, you know, go to finish college, do that typical stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm also very passionate about fitness, and that was kind of that field I was doing. But I guess I'm still doing it now with what I do with these races and hiking and all that. Still want to travel. Sorry, you distracted me.
She's good at that.
but definitely want to travel. I've like being in the brewing industry. I may still want to do something along those lines, but I also like bartending too. It's fun interacting with people. I don't know. I don't have like a set goal yet. I mean, there's things, of course, I want to do, but I don't know. Nothing.
But you're someone who, when you want to do something, you're going to do it. And I like that about
you. Oh,
yeah,
of course. Yeah, I've seen it. I'm going to do this. I'll do it for sure.
Hell yeah. Don't let go of that, girl. Don't let go of that.
Yeah, thanks.
I appreciate you. I'm glad you're in my life, Mel. Thanks.
Yeah.
Ladies, this is really cool. And cheers on this one, huh?
Cheers.
Yes. How do you say it in Finnish? Kippis?
Oh, shit. I don't remember.
I think it's kippis.
Kippis.
Kitos.
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 Whoa, all I taste is rum. Holy molasses.
That's yummy.
That is delicious and boozy. Everyone, David is in a coma right now. What's happening?
I feel like my chest is on fire.
Really?
It's boozy. Like it's so good.
It's delicious.
Oh my God.
There was one beer that we had and a bottle.
Yeah, that
share.
Is rum.
All of the rum. It's Jamaican rum.
I feel like a dog with peanut butter in my mouth. Like I can't.
I like that.
How would you describe
it's
this?
Just
I feel
so
like
thick.
A dog with peanut butter in my mouth.
Delicious.
Rhea, how often do you give your golden retriever peanut butter?
Often. It's very funny. It's so funny to watch with the peanut butter. I'm sorry.
And I'm glad that we saved this to the end because the temperature of it, it's actually pretty perfect.
Oh, yeah. Definitely had time to
I mean, stouts were meant to be consumed at warmer temperatures and... It helps all of the aroma come out.
I don't know that I would have. I was saving this until I could share it because
it's like 14%.
Yeah. I feel like beer is meant to be shared. You know?
Right. Unless it's super good and then I'm not sharing with them.
No, so, unless it's the Doppelbach from
I love that.
Berwilder that I can't get anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That was so good.
So ladies, what's something you guys are appreciative? Like what about it, about the Brown Gradient that means so much to you? So I'm going to start with Ree. What being in the Brown Gradient means so much to you?
I think a lot of it for me is camaraderie, honestly. Obviously I'm like a very outgoing and like bubbly person, and I have like a very large personality and a big presence. But that also kind of makes it a little bit difficult for me to find people that that doesn't overshadow. And I know that sound, I'm not meaning for that to sound conceited. That's just who I am as a person. Like, I want to be everybody's friend. I want to invite everybody in. I want everybody to have a good time. I'm like your ultimate hype man. And I try to make that like a thing regularly. And it's, I don't know, like being part of the BG is like, all of us have different personalities, but I never feel like I'm making anyone, like any of the girls, uncomfortable, or like I'm being too much, or I'm being like outrageous in some way. It's just like, go re, it's your birthday. Like literally everybody is just has my back, and like good days, bad days, beer days, hiking days. Like it doesn't matter what we do. It's like Diaz said, even if we don't hang out for 2 weeks, we just pick up where we left off.
Hell yeah.
And those are like friendships that don't come along very often.
Yeah.
So it's not just beer for me. It's like
that camaraderie. Yeah,
yeah, saying, these are my homies.
I'm going to braid your hair, girl.
Good, because I can't. I can't do it.
So, Steph, being the newest member, mm-hmm. what's it mean to you to be a part of the BG?
I'm still getting to know these girls, except, I mean, I've known Diaz the longest. But I think for me, I'm the oldest by a lot.
Not that much.
But she also looks 12.
No, you're 25. She looks 25. What are you talking about?
Literally 12 years old.
You were 25.
She's aging in reverse. This table?
12 years
old. Yeah, yeah.
You're all 29
and a half.
And holding.
Molding? No, did you say molding?
I thought you said molding too.
I just said molding.
Do I need to enunciate better?
I've just, yeah.
You lost your track of thought.
I, honestly, each of these girls has something different that I admire and that I would like to be, in all honesty. Ree, I think the second time I ever met her, she walked up and she was like, "Hey, baby," and gave me a hug and made me feel like we'd known each other our whole lives, which I
love.
She's
so good at that.
Yeah. And Diaz is doing 8 million things at once all the time, and I don't know how she does it, and I'm pretty sure she doesn't sleep. It's terrifying.
She's a witch.
Yeah,
I mean, no one was doubting
sure.
that.
She's definitely got some dark magic going on. And then I met Mel, and I'm like, hey, Mel is seriously, like, I'm going to fangirl for a minute. Mel's, like, the coolest person I've ever met in my life. Yes.
Agreed.
She's a total badass, and I'm like, I can deadlift, but Mel's way smaller than me, and she can deadlift the same as me, and it's terrifying, and I really like Mel a lot. So it's a little scary because they're all so damn cool, and they've brought this new phase into my life of ultimate coolness, but they're each so different, but they mesh so well.
I love that. So, that's really cool, Steph.
So, like, I'm gonna cry now.
So, Mel, like, what's it mean to be part of the BG? I mean, you come and go. I mean, you're traveling. You're always moving. What's it mean to you, dude?
Right. Despite that, man, I'm still like part of it. Like,
why would you? You were never not a part of it.
I mean, yeah. I'm always part of it.
Even when you moved, I was like, listen here, ho.
Yeah, you're not getting out
I'm
of it.
I'm gonna be slinging it in Colorado. No, yeah, I mean. Definitely. I feel like it doesn't matter where I go, I'm still always going to be, like, part of it. Definitely being part of, I mean, what started this page is for laughs. Like, you know, shits and giggles, whatever. I like where it's going.
Girls don't shit.
Okay.
We poop.
For just giggles.
We just started it for giggles. We just do it for giggles. So, I mean, but I do like where some people, you know, other people of color, women of color, I like that we're also inspiring people in the industry for that. I definitely like that, the aspect of our page. But definitely these ladies too. I met Ree.
I forced her to be my friend.
Yes.
Let's be clear.
I think we all forced each other. I am an aggressive young woman.
It's funny how we all became friends, one big forced relationship.
But it just happened.
But we all meshed really well. Exactly. We're all very different, but we also have really good energy. And I love that about them. They inspire me too. So, I don't know. It's like we all are passionate about it. We like to just
Hell
have
yeah.
fun. And I don't know. That's why I think that's what it is. Like, with beer, it's like meant to share. Like, unless it's really good, right?
Unless it's a malt beer.
And then we
beer.
Keep it a secret.
And you're like, no, I don't have that anymore. Give it away.
No, but it brings,
never had it.
It brings, yeah, like camaraderie. It brings, like, us together, talk about it, and just bond. Yeah. So, I think that's.
Hell yeah, Mel.
That's us.
So, Diaz, this baby that you kind of started, let's be real.
Yeah.
You had this goal and dream, like, hey, these bad girls are going to be my friends, and I'm going to be this brown girl in Utah, this, that, and the other.
I'm just going to
Now
be
you're
this
here.
Friend.
I am.
What's it mean to be part of the BG? And you're kind of a mama bear. I mean, you've been featured in, you're probably going to be featured on the news here soon. You're probably going to be on the TV, internet. You've been on the Salt Lake Tribune. Like, you guys have.
The only thing you're missing is a porno.
Yeah.
Ew.
So
what? Everybody famous is in a porno. Guy.
Just saying.
Fun fact. Yes. Diaz is a prude. Put it on the record.
But Diaz, what's it mean to you to be a part of BG?
What it means to me? It means to me sharing time with my friends, sharing beer with my friends, and expanding that friend circle wherever it goes. Like we talked about, beer brings people together. And if I didn't go into Toasted Barrel because I love sour beers, I would have never met Ree.
Yay!
If Steph didn't buy cupcakes and beer from Saltfire, I would have never met Steph. If I didn't get hired at Shades, I would have never met Melissa. Like, and if I didn't be a part, if I wasn't a part of the brewing industry, I would never have met you. You know what I mean? If I was some person, so in my former life, I was a ballroom dance instructor. So if I would have stayed in that world, I would have never met any of my friends. And I'm so thankful that I'm an alcoholic. That I'm kidding. I don't go to meetings.
Cheers to that.
I don't go to meetings.
Alcohol lover.
Yes, I don't go to meetings. So
we go to AE meetings, alcohol enthusiasts. Okay.
There you go.
Word. They're also called craft beer festivals.
Called what?
Either way, long story short, if I didn't have these certain loves for what I have for craft beer, I would have never met any of these girls. The fact that we all mesh together, that we all have crazy ass personalities, but it's still something fun to be around, makes me happy. At the end of the day, you should do what makes you happy. Beer makes me happy. My friends make me happy. Making other people happy makes me happy.
I like that. Hell yeah.
That's where we're at.
Right so, on. Ladies, what can I do to help as taste masters or as a brewer? A brown brewer as well.
Hey.
The only Latin American brewer in Utah County. What can I do to help you guys in the BG?
Help us brew a beer, because I think that would be fun.
We should come out with a BG beer.
Yeah, totally should.
Much as like I know all of us don't really know, not that we don't know the brewing process. We've learned it. We know it, right? We've never actually been a part of it start to finish. I went and helped Julia once. And while it was so much fun, again, I'm pressed for time all the time. So I was only able to hang out with her for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
But I think if we actually got our hands dirty,
I've talked to the guys at Red Rock, and they're like, yeah, come on a day when you're off and we'll get you through from start to finish. But they're working. So I'm always like, I don't want to bother.
Yeah.
I don't want to be
like McKendrick's
a speed bump to
it.
You're doing. I don't want to get in the way. My life fear is getting in the way.
So. I definitely brewed, like I came up with a concept and brewed a beer at Toasted Barrel, but it was not good.
Oh,
it
no.
was not good. I mean,
I
still drank
anyone's
it.
First beer is good.
Yeah, no, I still drank it. I mean, come on. I was proud of myself, you know? Like, I did.
It was awful,
I did it, but I would not serve that to the public. So maybe like a redo would be cool. But
well, yeah, I've actually shadowed Derek, and when Sean was brewer here too, just because I was like, I just want to see him how it's done. Yeah. So I did watch him do the whole.
Yeah, I think what you guys do on a commercial scale is ridiculous.
Yeah,
we're dumb.
I'm like, how are you brewing? Like, because Cody at home, he brews, but he's on like a 10 gallon system, something tiny. And so I'm like, yeah, I can totally, like in my brain, I can understand that. But when you're making like
it's intimidating. It's massively intimidating. Yeah. Because and the beer I did was
fuck up an entire like 10 gallon. Barrel.
Yeah.
I get
you
it.
You mess that up, you're like, I'm fired 100%. They're going to can me.
Oh, yeah. That pressure's there. And I've messed up beers at a large scale as well. And it's like, fuck. You know what I mean?
Right.
But at the same time, a great brewer can fix that somehow. And so, ladies, I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your sweet and precious day. I know you guys have worked hard. Mel, thanks so much for rushing your ass down here. You guys are fantastic. I'm glad I'm friends with each and every one of you.
Aww.
I'm glad I know your alter egos and all everything else.
I have 5 more, just saying.
Right? So Mel, I'm so glad I met you. And we worked here as, you know, bartender servers, and I've never lost track of you. Like, keep going, keep grinding. Ree, you are the definition of just joy. You are fantastic, gorgeous.
Look at that sweater
from
Old Navy, though.
But I do like that sweater.
Freaking cry. But
it's a rainbow sweater.
You are always kind to everyone, so thank you. You've been kind to my wife, you've been kind to me, you've been kind to everyone I've ever met, so thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Steph, I fucking love you. You are awesome. You are incredible. I love all your fetishes. I'll support them.
Yes. Start an earlobe one, like just your earlobe.
I recently read about an armpit fetish, just saying.
Jesus. But no, but I love what you're trying to do, and you're a great mother. You're trying really hard, and you got so many hats, and I don't know how you have the energy for it, but thank you. You're awesome.
Thank you.
And Diaz.
No, just end the episode now.
I have no idea how we're friends. I'm so glad you accepted my text forever ago. And the fact that you have wiener dogs is even better.
I love my wiener dogs.
Thank you so much, ladies, for being some of my closest friends in the industry. And whatever you guys need, I got you.
We love you, David.
So,
we
love you. On that note, ladies, until the next beverage, my ladies.
Yeah.
Cheers.
This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. You can find us on Instagram at @the_Tastemasters, on Twitter at The Tastemasters, and on Facebook as The Tastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, leave us a review, tell your friends, and thanks for listening.
Produced and recorded at Fuse Audio. Give them a follow at Fuse_Audio.